Happy Monday, twats. Feels like a good day to call you guys all twats. Welcome back to number freaking 10.
We're double digits.
High five me, sister. 10, as Taylor told us last week, this is a semi-factual statement that most podcasts will make it to episode 10.
Yeah, we didn't fact check it.
But so we're just defying the odds one cast at a time.
Yeah, man.
We're excited to be back with another scintillating episode of Like and Repost, brought to you by myself, Amanda Bray Milovich, Instagram Amanda Chilovich, plug it in, and Taylor.
Do I plug myself now?
You might as well. Don't leave me hanging over here in Plugville.
Well, if we're going middle names, I'm Taylor Nicole Trujillo, a.k.a. Tay Trujillo. Plug it in. Give me a follow, fam. Give Amanda a follow. Give the podcast a follow. Give it a like.
Give it a review.
Yeah,
I'm about Spotify. To go to freaking drag my ass to Best Buy, get on every iPhone, and we should do that.
We really
and
should.
And review. Honestly, in this world, it's about making lemonade. Best Buy is the lemons.
I have to point something out that I think is funny that I think our listeners can relate to. I love that literally a minute and a half ago, you and I were sitting here in the dark, just like not really feeling it.
No.
Not at all.
It's been a day.
It's been a day for both of us. I leave tomorrow on a work conference. We obviously record these early, so this is like the Wednesday before you're listening to it. I'm leaving for a work conference. I've got so much shit to do. I had so much to do at work today. You literally were just working up until we recorded this.
Yeah.
But it's so funny that, like, the second we hit record, you and I both just, like, instantly get happy. And I think that's what makes this so exciting.
It's fun.
Because, and my friend, okay, so I have a friend. She's, like, a micro-influencer in Arizona. Her name's Taylor Groby. She has a podcast, too.
I just was, like, just on her IG.
Yeah, dude. Oh, my God. She's amazing.
And she TikToks.
She TikToks a lot. I freaking love her. Follow her on Instagram, Tay Groby. She's great.
No one's going to know how to spell that.
Tay, T-A-Y, G-R-E-W-E, Tay Groby. She's awesome. Her podcast is really cool, too. But she posted on her story the other day just talking about how, like, she'll start projects and it'll always get to a point where, like, she stops because she gets unmotivated. But with her podcast, she'll feel a little unmotivated, but she still wants to keep doing it. And I think that's kind of like you and I.
Well, I feel like, just in humanity, the minute you start talking and something that you're talking about somewhat tickles your excitement ball sack.
Yeah.
You know the one. I get excited. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. This is like our passion thing. And like, I think people can tell that we enjoy doing it.
Totally.
Yeah.
And I've heard a few times now that we have really good podcasting voices.
We've heard from many people that we have good podcasting voices.
Should I also find a career like elsewhere on the phone?
Honestly, just wait until we get mics, because it's over for you bitches once
it's
that happens.
It's freaking over. High definition you.
Can you imagine our cackling in high def?
Yikes.
Sorry. Just prepare for it now.
So, intro over. This episode is, it's just like, we're hopping on the bandwagon.
We are.
Bandwagon we're on. I'm like Pat Mahomes, Chiefs fan, bandwagon leveling this.
Wow, nice plug, because
you
know what?
I know Super Bowl. Super Bowl is soon.
Your boyfriend's going to be so proud of you for that one.
He will. So, zodiac signs. Mm-hmm. It's all over IG. You downloaded the CoStar app. You don't want to talk about it, but you tune into it because it gives you some sort of maybe false, maybe accurate guidance.
Yep.
It does. I'm so sorry. Like, I don't fucking care.
Well, and maybe it's generalized, maybe it's not, but I think that first, a lot of people, it just kind of, like you said, it gives you a sense of something.
It's like, not to diss on people who see psychics, because I've never been to one, so I don't know the accuracy, but it's like seeing a psychic. You don't know. You don't know she fucking stalked you on Facebook earlier that day. Like, you don't know.
Yeah.
And I don't knock it.
Right.
Like,
everyone has their own way of dealing with things in their life.
Coping with this psycho thing we call life.
Coping mechanism.
It's a coping mechanism. So cope with us as we break down maybe your sign, maybe your friend's sign, maybe your mom's sign, and how that affects their music choice.
Which is really interesting, I don't know if people have ever thought about it in that way, but it does. It does.
It has to. Because if Venus and Mars are over there and they're colliding and then you feel sad, you're going to listen to Lord.
That's true.
That's how the cookie crumbles. Because, like, think about you and I. Like, we're both Caps.
Mm-hmm.
Capricorn. And we got really similar styles.
We do. We have similar style. We have similar taste in music.
Yeah.
Very similar taste
in music. The one caveat of country.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I don't know country. Like, I like that one Eric Church song about love.
That's like every song he's ever made, probably.
I like it all. I really do. But I think it's just an interesting topic.
Yeah.
And whomever is listening, we're going to call your sign. And maybe you can let us know if it's accurate or not. I'd love to know.
Let us know in a comment or a tweet or an Instagram story.
Yeah, let us know.
Okay, so just jumping in, very general first, and then we'll go kind of like sign by sign and talk a little bit more about each one.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are a fire sign, this is your Aries, your Leos, your Sagittariuses.
You're not my friend, probably.
Fire signs prefer energizing music. This is, I don't know if any of you know an Aries or a Leo or a Sagittarius, but they tend to be more energetic people.
Mm-hmm.
Earth signs, these are your Taurus, Capricorn, Virgo, so
represent.
Very grounded, so naturally, Earth signs tend to gravitate more towards sensual and soulful music, which
there's something to be, sorry, I'm going to go one layer deep. Said about, because I know there's, like, your sign and then there's your rising sign.
Yeah.
So what is your true internal self and then your, like, your other sign is just, like, what you want the world to see.
Yeah.
I cannot, like, agree more that the soulful, somewhat emotive, melodic is what I will just always listen to on my own.
Well, that's,
if I'm
like
ever in the car with someone, I'm going to put on, like, fucking, like, you know, 4B, because I'm like, oh, I'm going to just make this person think I'm a good time.
Right. But, like, when you really get down, like, Porter Robinson is, like, probably the most soulful, sensual, not the most in all of EDM, but, like,
quite
his
epically.
Music, and, like, I'm a fan, you am a big fan of, like, Bryson Tiller, all, Lainey, like, all that music.
Fucking
that's gonna,
Post
like, get
Malone.
You, in, yes,
yeah. Every Post Malone song is, like, a breakup song, and I live for it. I stand,
I
Post
do too.
Malone. Stand.
Posty.
Like,
Austin Richard Post, if you're listening to this.
Like, I'm not even going through a breakup. And his songs, like, almost make me lust after a breakup. Because I'm like, I want to feel this pain with you. I want to understand. Like, I want you to heal me. I want to be in a breakup so I can be healed by Post Malone. So psycho, I don't mean that. But you know what I mean? Like, that's how, like, enthralled I am.
Right. You get into it.
It's like, fucking.
It's the Capricorn in you.
I know.
Air signs, which are Libras, Geminis, and Aquariuses, they're big on communication, so love lyrics tend to speak to these people more. Geminis, man, aren't they a trip? But they also can listen to something a little bit more upbeat. Water signs, which round us out, are Pisces, Cancers, and Scorpios. Crazy-ass Scorpios.
Yep.
Their tastes skew more towards music they can lose themselves in. So I feel like that kind of reaches a little bit deeper into the, like, oldies.
Yep.
Oldies.
Oldies.
Yeah.
What your parents showed you as a kid.
Yeah.
You never got over it.
So that's just very broad. We're going to talk about a little bit about each one.
Yeah. So I think we talked through artists, like high energy beats for the Aries.
Yeah.
These are like your Lady Gaga's, if we want to go like the non-EDM route.
Pop music.
I think it'd be probably like the Diplos.
Yeah. Oh, for
the
sure.
The Major Lasers, the Jack Hughes, I'm just saying Diplo groups.
DJ Snake.
I'm
trying to think high energy, like that's beyond EDM. Like what else? I mean, definitely, I think in that pop, that whole...
Yeah, the Chainsmokers.
Lewis the Child.
Who else is, like, super high energy but pop? I mean, probably still Britney Spears.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, oops, I did it again, baby.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong there.
You cannot go wrong there. So, Aries, don't come for me if that isn't you. I'm just simply going off of what the stars are telling me. Taurus, I don't encounter Taurus a lot.
I don't.
I know a fuck ton of Aries. I know a fuck ton of Capricorns. I know a lot of Sagittarius. I know a lot of Libras and a lot of Cancers.
What's Abe?
He's a Libra.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Yeah. When, hold on. I'm going to fact check really quick. I would like to know when Tauruses are born. April 20th to May 22nd or May 21st.
Who do I know in that span?
I'm going to feel really bad if I'm forgetting, like, one of my best friends. I know when all my best friends' birthdays are, and none of them are in that.
And that's the Taurus range, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, so... Oh, gosh.
What's their vibe?
Hold on one second. I got a little lost here. Okay. So, they prefer a pure and organic sound. So they're born music lovers. They gravitate towards music that feels natural. So we're talking U2.
Oh, yeah.
Bono. Just throwing their music onto everybody's
fucking
phone.
Without
asking.
And you know who loved that? The Tauruses. They loved it. It was their freaking Christmas came early.
I feel like a Taurus would really enjoy, like, Burning Man or something.
I feel like all the signs really enjoy Burning Man.
In their own way, probably.
Yeah, your dad's favorite hits.
Beautiful sounds.
Isn't that all music?
Any music that gives them feels. Yeah, I guess that could really be described as, like...
It all.
Yeah.
That's way too difficult for me.
All right. Geminis.
I don't even know anything about that. Them folks.
Geminis are the twin. So, sorry.
She knows a lot, so.
I love Geminis. I have a lot of Gemini friends. But they usually, like, because they're known as, like, the twin, they usually have two very, like, distinct personalities.
So
like,
they're a little schizo.
A little bit, yeah. Like, you can get them at two very different times in their lives. You can get, or not two very different times in their lives, just, like, two very different, like, you know what I'm trying to say.
Totally.
Geminis like things lyrical. Rap.
Totally.
We're talking B.I.G., Kanye.
Yeah, Kanye.
A lot of Kanye. Probably J. Cole.
Oh, yeah. That's
any,
like
really good lyricist.
Again, Post.
Oh,
who
yes.
I think is the best lyricist.
Lyricist is correct, yeah. Yes. They love a good dance beat, so that...
Oh, they'll be at the raves.
They'll be at Doolab at Coachella.
Yeah. A good dance beat. That's cool. I mean, you know what? You're right. Because it's like, I've recently really gotten into, like, the Lane 8, the Kid Trinata, the, you know, and, like, I'm listening to it, and I'm like, I would not dance to this. I would stand and just kind of let myself reflect for an hour.
Yeah. You know, it's really funny, actually, one of my good friends who I used to work with, she moved to New York. Her name's Tegan. I don't think she listens, but if she does, Tegan, I love you, girl. She's a Gemini, like, through and through.
Mm-hmm.
And she is, like, the biggest rap fan I know. Like, she introduced me to a lot of the people. Like, she introduced me to Lizzo before Lizzo blew up.
No way.
Yeah. So this is, like, really funny that this, like, this is her. Like, she loves, like, that old school rap and, like, all that kind of shit. So shout out Tegan if you're listening to this. This one's for you, girl.
Cancer. Okay, so this is my mom. My mom's a Cancer.
My mom's a Cancer, too.
Fuck.
Damn
that's
it.
Crazy.
Wait, that's so weird because we're both Cap... Dawn and... Wait, what's Lauren?
Lauren is a... Holy shit. She's a Libra with Abe because they're born two years apart.
Yeah. Okay, Tina's
that's so
Aries.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's weird. So, let's just see here. Like, those born under the Cancer tend to not only love music, but make a hobby out of it as well. Well, my mom used to be a professional dancer, so there's that. Not the exotic kind, like a legit ballerina. We've got here some adjectives. Cancers are loyal, loving, emotional, ambient, mixed noter.
That's true.
So, oh yeah, I mean, Fleetwood Mac.
Very loyal.
Is
yes.
My mom's, like,
yeah.
Diehard go-to, which is all those things.
My mom was really into, like, Kool & the Gang. She talks about going... She went to a Kool & the Gang concert once, and I swear that's, like, all she ever... No, it's not all she ever talks about. Mom, I know you like... You like good music, mainly because I give it to you.
Yep.
But my mom went to concerts a lot growing up. She's seen a lot of really cool-ass people.
So, my mom's such a dainty little lovely lady, but she would, like... No, funny story. Like, my mom is, like, you know her, porcelain skin, like, perfect lady house Martha Stewart would gawk at. Like, she's just awesome. But I took her to the Chainsmokers concert because she was, like, Amanda, like, I want to go. Like, yes. I want to party. Like, I want to have fun. Like, I want to see what this world is about. And so sorry, like... The Chainsmokers let us the F down. Oh God, you were there. Horrible. Yeah, yes, you remember.
Tina and I were there. It was horrible. Tina and I bought our tickets last minute, day of.
You shouldn't have.
No.
Because fucking Drew, as we all know, gets up on the mic and boy bands it out and ruined it. And my mom literally looks at me and says, I'm sorry for the profanity. Like, I'll bleep it out because she's protective of her image. She was like, this is freaking lame. I used to go to concerts, be in the front row, have my ears blown out, and probably have someone's blood on me by the end of the night because someone got punched in the face. Like, that's what a real concert was back then. And I'm sure it still is now somewhere, but she was like, this is sad, Amanda. And I was like, I'm so ashamed. But, yeah. So she was not impressed by the Chainsmokers on that.
That was just a bad show. It was because it was a radio show. It wasn't their
it
own
wasn't
show.
It like okay I won't drag them too hard. It wasn't their like set. It was like their instruments and Drew singing.
It was only the songs that Drew sang on.
Yeah, it was really sad. But yeah, so Cancers have a real mixed variety. We'll just say that. Leo loves to participate. What does that mean?
Interesting.
So it says, Leo's basically the look at me sign of the zodiac.
That's fucking true.
That's so true. Oh my God. So the kind of people who are going to be super into karaoke, they live for musicals. Oh God. Live for musicals. Cats. Rent.
High School Musical.
You said it, not me. It's funny. It's really no surprise that the most attention-grabbing musician in history, Madonna, is a Leo.
That makes so much sense.
That does make sense. So, remember how a couple times ago I was like, don't you love songs? Like, when you lip-sync or you sing, you feel attractive? I bet Leo's fucking all stand for Beyonce. Leo's because her lyrics are like, I'm hot as shit, don't you tread on me.
Leos are really full of themselves sometimes. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Leos. I've got a lot of friends who are Leos. But yeah. Leos have quite a personality. I feel like Leos and Scorpios always get like a bad rap in the like zodiac.
Yeah.
All right. Virgo vibes on communication.
Oh.
Interesting.
Interesting.
While they do enjoy ambient music, they also crave meaningful lyrics. Virgos will listen to everything from lyrical poet, the late Leonard Cohen, to Beyonce, both of whom are Virgos. That makes sense.
That does make sense.
Yeah.
Total sense. That's interesting. I don't know a lot of Virgos.
I don't think I do either. I'm really sorry if any of my friends are Virgos.
I know, I'm so sorry.
Now I need to, see, this is, I like, we keep saying that, and then I'm like, I need to double check that I'm not like talking badly about one of my friend's signs.
Oh, fuck.
Let's see. September 23rd? August 23rd to Morgan's a Virgo.
This is why I couldn't be famous, because I would just say shit all up in town, and then it would get published somewhere, and then I could go apologizing up everywhere, and I just... I don't have the time.
No. That requires, like... That's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work.
Morgan is a Virgo. Oh, that's interesting.
Morgan! She likes to party rock. Come on! Morgan, that's not you.
Pretty sure.
She likes to Eminem it out in the front seat.
Oh my God.
With you.
It's really funny because Morgan and I are actually the same person. But like, I wonder if she has any Capricorn in her. Or if we cross somewhere else. Like if maybe our like rising sign or moon sign are the same.
Probably.
I gotta ask her. Morgan, if you're listening to this, let me know, girl.
But you better be.
Libras live for a love song.
I'm so sorry. That's from the one Libra I know. That's not true. Abe couldn't give a shit less about a love song. My boyfriend, ladies and gentlemen.
We need to find out what Abe's rising and all that shit is.
He doesn't know.
I know. We can find out for him.
Yeah, that's true.
So they're one of the more passionate signs. They love to be in love.
Oh, that's true. He does.
He does.
He doesn't like to listen to it, but he likes to live it.
He does love you very much. They need to find meaning behind music and lyrics. I feel like Abe is like that.
His favorite was XXXTentacion.
XXXTentacion.
Don't come for me. And, like, right now he's really into Roddy Ricch, DaBaby. Yeah. Where, in my opinion,
who isn't into they DaBaby say, right
now? Fuckity, fuck, 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 shit, 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 lean, 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 Versace, 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 Bugatti. Ass, 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 ass.
Is that how it goes?
That's all I hear.
You don't like DaBaby?
Bitch, I'm a baby. Wah, wah, wah. Is that it?
No, he doesn't sing that song.
Well, like, then why is he called the baby? And then why does someone else say, bitch, I'm a baby, wah, wah, wah,
because there's
if
like,
he's not the baby?
There's little baby, too.
Oh, I can't keep up.
Now I gotta make sure that I'm saying this
is
right.
Is he gonna grow into, like, the little adolescent, and then he'll be like the little
adult? Oh, yeah, it is little baby. I was correct. It's little baby. He says it in Yes Indeed with
like,
Drake.
Who has time for that? Say what you mean and be what you say.
DaBaby has great lyrics. I'm just letting you know. You like his music.
I don't know if
Bop,
I do.
Vibes. Toes is a TikTok song.
Toes
is a TikTok song. What the fuck? I'll show
oh
you
my
after
God.
This.
All right.
You do the next one.
Let's talk about Scorpios.
Oh, Scorpios.
You and your stinging tail. So it says here, from the research that I've done, Scorpios are very romantic, sensual, deep, dark, and intense.
Deep, dark, and intense. That is true.
Is it?
Yes.
So here we go with, like, deep, dark, and intense. Well, that would be XXXTentacion.
Yeah, I feel like that's, like, Juice WRLD and, like, XXX and
R.I.P.
Yeah, like it gets into that like really like well, and then I mean if you're gonna part if you're
Drake.
Gonna yeah and at times yes if you're gonna parlay that into EDM too, like it's I feel like that's like the bass music of like, you know what I mean, like that,
yeah,
like,
or even I would have to say like the Lana Road or like the Lord Road, because they have very very sad lyrics.
Yeah,
or some of them can be very very sad.
Yeah,
which I like.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Do you ever, like to feel pain when you're listening to a song?
Like, physical pain?
No, no, no.
Or just,
no,
like you
ripping
just...
ripping your hair out during, like, Lana, like, ah!
No, but, like, just, you... It makes you feel something.
Yeah, like, yeah. I'll literally listen... It's again, Liz, I'll be like, oh my God, do I want to be upset with something right now? It's so
dude,
weird.
Like, today... Or not today. Literally, for the past, like, 3 days, I've been listening to a lot of Olivia O'Brien and all of her, like, her last album was called Fuck Feelings.
Oh, love that.
That's just my mood right now.
F them.
And, yeah, you listen to the music of your...
Of your mood.
Yeah.
Your world.
Yeah.
I like this. Sagittarius. They are the person you want to be with by your side at a club.
Oh!
And I'm on the cusp of a Sag, so I relate.
You actually... what time are you born?
8:30 a.m.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, if you were born at night, then you actually are. No, yeah, you really are. You're the day before, so.
Yeah. So I've got a Sag tendency. So these are also, like, your club hits.
I always want to be next to you when we're at festivals.
Yeah. I want my hand back and forth. You know, it's fun. I dance. Like, it's, I like to dance, like, weird at a club to get people to laugh. Like, I have a boyfriend, so I'm not trying to attract energy from the opposite sex. I'm trying to, like, be a comedian without any words.
Okay.
Honestly.
I like the way that went.
Yeah. And these are the people they see with the best music taste. So they're on that cutting edge, because at the end of the day...
Daniel's a Sagittarius. I can't tell Daniel. No, listen. Bubba, I love you. You have good music taste when it comes to rap, but, like, he literally doesn't listen to anything else.
Wait, I have such a Sag quality, because it says Sagittarius especially is going to be really annoying to have as a DJ at a house party, because they'll let you play a song for 40 seconds and be like, oh, wait, oh my God, I have to share the next one. And I'm like, if that's not me. I have such ADD. I'm like, okay, the job's over, move on.
That's
move
you.
Move on.
That's literally you.
That's so exciting. Let's just talk about some of our some of our Sagittarius musicians out there. We have... The annoying as shit, Taylor Swift. Sorry. Miley Cyrus. Love her. Nicki Minaj. I do love her. Christina Aguilera, Jay-Z, and Britney Spears. Wow, that's so accurate because they're all, like, such...
That's a very prestigious group of people.
That is. It really is. Let's... Oh, my God. The headline of ours is Capricorn Goes Goth.
Wait.
I love my Avril.
That could not be more accurate. Have you listened to my TBT playlist on Spotify? No. I'm an emo kid at heart.
Well, I did almost cry when they announced MCR for Coachella.
Yes.
Which is My Chemical Romance for you. Not.
You did. You actually almost cried. Last year for my birthday, I went to the Maine's 8123 Festival where I saw We the Kings, Mayday Parade in the Maine.
And I love the Maine. I love Taking Back Sunday.
Oh my God. I've seen Taking Back Sunday. Love them.
Yeah. I love whom else?
All Time Low.
All Time Low.
Green Day.
We love Green Day. MCR, Tenfold.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Forever the Sickest Kids.
AFI.
Oh my God.
This is like forth all day.
We're gonna have to do we actually will do a whole podcast on that because I feel like we could talk about that.
Oh my God, we should. That's one that we have to vlog and wear black nail polish and lipstick.
Yes.
Avril Lavigne, she was goth in her day.
She was.
Loved it.
100%.
Honestly, even TBT Jeffree Star.
Yes. I mean, he went on Warped Tour forever.
Oh God, that guy was so scary. He would sing about such scary things.
He really did.
But
that was like. That's, like, all I listened to in high school was,
remember,
like...
that song? I just... Remember that song, Monster, by, God, I just heard it on TikTok, and I was, like, fucking throwback. It's, like, Monster, how should I feel? Creatures I hear. Nope.
You're gonna have to show it to me.
Well, you seem to do that on this podcast for nothing.
I'm sorry. I can cut it out if you really want me to.
We'll leave it. We'll get some laughs. So I agree with that.
Does it say, like, oh, David Bowie? I do like Bowie.
I love Bowie.
Mary J. Blige.
Eh, meep.
They're essential when it comes to sound. It's all about physicality in the material world, whether that's harsh noise or gentle. I would agree with this.
I agree with this as well.
I think I'm happy with this.
I mean...
And again, like, gothic is such, like, a broad term. I feel like that can be applied
to... virtual self could be gothic.
Yes. I was just going to say, that can be applied to virtual self. That can be applied to R.L. Grime. Like, it's just, like, that dark feeling of, like...
You don't understand me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm here for it. Aquarius is experimental. They're always jamming to something you never heard of and shoving bootleg CDs into your hand from the latest indie techno musicians.
What the fuck is... If Humes is an Aquarius, I'll die.
We'll have to find out what M is. Yeah. Aquarius musicians include Justin Timberlake, Harry Styles, Ed Sheeran, Shakira, Bob Marley, Adam Lambert, and Alicia Keys.
Interesting.
That's very interesting. It says they're the most intuitive of the signs and they're most appreciative of technology. So that's why they probably go for the like techno, like if we're talking like maybe like virtual self.
Flume.
Flume. Is Om Nom? I'm pretty sure Om Nom's techno.
Yeah.
Maybe like Eric Prydz.
Yep.
That whole like Green Velvet, deep dark, Green Velvet's house actually.
Yeah.
But that whole like deep dark, like hidden area of...
breaking the ideals of music.
You know, Emily has to be an Aquarius.
She has to be. If she's not someone's...
She said it on... I don't think she is, actually. I'm pretty sure she said it on the podcast what she was. She did, because we brought up signs. And then I said, I'm a rising and I'm of this. And then she was like, I don't know what that means.
Fuck.
Oh, we'll have to listen back.
On a different day and you just don't know it.
And I think this is the last one. I think we're rounding it out.
It is. Last but not least, Pisces. Is an escapist. Aren't we all? I'm sorry. But here we have Pisces-born people love music to provide them an escape from everyday life. I'm going to have to fucking just, like, oust this part of it because everyone listens to music to escape.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, come on. No, I'm so sorry. Next. But here we go. So it's like they follow bands like Fish, Grateful Dead, and it would really be into the rave Burning Man scene.
Does it say that, or did you just add that in?
No, it's true. Like, this is what the research is telling us.
Yeah.
But, debunked. We all want to do it.
I think if we learned anything from this, it's that every sign can find something somewhere.
I have to say, we just completely, like, what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
Oh, really?
Because I don't know what you're trying to say.
We just contradicted ourselves.
Oh.
Because this, our research tells us nothing.
That's true.
So, you know what? I'm so sorry you wasted 45 minutes. Fucking your science don't mean shit.
You didn't waste anything. This was insightful.
I hope you learned. Your site don't mean shit. You listen to goth, you listen to techno, you listen to Shakira, you That's listen true, to Lady Gaga.
We related so many artists to so many sides. But also, I think that can speak to the fact that so many artists make so much different music.
Yeah.
So, in this day and age...
Like, okay, we were just talking about, like, K-Zo. K-Zo's a huge dubstep-based artist, and he's bringing a lot of metal and goth and hardcore lyrics, like, into his stuff, which is a nice little merge. But, yeah, I mean, you know, just... It doesn't matter when you were born. It doesn't matter what time you were born. You listen to what you listen to because you like it.
I agree.
And that's just... That's all I have to say on that.
Because I think you and I have... We listen to a little bit of everything.
We do.
Both of us do.
Okay, well, I feel like I just learned something. Thank you, Taylor. Thank you, Amanda.
Are we thanking ourselves?
Yeah.
Are we ready for reposts?
Repost of the week.
Repost of the week.
Repost of the
week. I promise we'll get a jingle for that soon.
Maybe on episode 20.
I think that's a solid goal. Allowed to, no, we won't tell them that. Okay, do you want to go first, or how much do we want to bet you don't have one?
I don't have one.
Okay, I will go first. So, fam, I feel like I need to reiterate this because I have had 3 and/or 4 people tell me that because of this podcast, they have listened to this song, and I feel like I just really need to, like, bring it back to the masses. Everybody, stop what you're doing right now.
Stop. Stop, pose.
And you know what? I'll do this for you. Alexa, play Don't Start Now by Dua Lipa. You're fucking welcome. Listen to this song.
In your house, I just got it. I'm dead.
My Alexa might have just turned on.
You're turning on their Alexa.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Fucking brilliant.
I know. Oh my God, my Alexa. Playing. Alexa, stop. Well, I just stopped yours too, so I'm sorry. But let it keep playing. Listen to this song. Seriously, it is so fucking good. I can't even tell you how many times I listened to this song in a day.
And same.
And I got Amanda started on it.
I listened to it without a doubt 300 times.
I'm pretty sure I got Aid started on it. Morgan and I literally listened to it like 5 times in the car every day when I was in California. This song is so fucking good. Like, it deserves awards, I swear. Anyways... I'm just gonna kind of, like, snowball onto this. I'm not gonna lie. For a really long time, I don't know why, but I had, like, a really large aversion to Lauv. I don't know if it's just because, like... Okay, yes. So, I think it's because he was, like, he started out, like, super mainstream, and I don't like hopping on the bandwagon right away. Yeah. Like, I kind of like letting... artists like get their career going before I hop on.
Totally.
And he had the song I Like Me Better, which is a good song. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan. Then a couple months ago he released a song with Lainey, and I am like a huge Lainey fan. I've seen them like 4 or 5 times. They're so amazing and incredible. If you don't listen to them, you should. Mm-hmm. But Lainey came out with a song with Lauv. It's called Mean It, also great. I listen to it all the time. And today I was in the car and I listened to that song, and then I just kind of let Lauv songs keep playing. Mm-hmm. And I realized that I like a lot of his music.
Okay. So are you doing 2 reposts this week?
They snowball into each other. Oh, just like music I'm listening to right now. Perfect. But yeah. So that's where I'm at.
I love it.
Do I need to talk more? Or do you have...
I found one.
Okay, let's go.
You're such a good friend.
I know.
Sorry,
I didn't mean to just
put myself
on the back.
So my repost of the week is yet another plug of Relentless Beat, but because it's true, there's a lot of good stuff going on.
Plug it in.
So one of the big things that I help with is the blog, and if you just visit relentlessbeats.com and you go to the news tab, you'll just see a plethora of articles come out. But a really cool thing that we're starting to do is like the staff picks of the week. Sometimes I think they're weekly. And like we did album of 2020. Now we're doing artists of 2020. So basically, if you just kind of want to like have a quick reference of hot artists, hot topics.
Up your music knowledge.
Up your music knowledge. Exactly. I think this is like a really solid place. And there's a lot of things going on the blog page. It's like changing and revising. And it's just like, it's going to be a mecca of information. And if you're local to Arizona, you're going to want to go to the shows. So you're going to want to be informed about the shows. And what better way? What better way? So that's my repost of the week. Our staff picks was out today.
Do you want to call a few out?
Yeah, I do. So I'm going to call out mine because, like, duh. So mine is, his name is Clank, Q-U-Q-L-A-N-K. Mm. And I found him because he remixed Griztronics, which I've talked about a million times on this platform. And, like, there's no better way I can describe, like, if this song came on, I don't give a shit what you're doing. You would stop dead ass in your tracks, whip your head around, Siri, what song is this? That's it. Like, you would just, you'd be obsessed. I don't care. Like, you would. Like, I stand by that. So then, of course, like, I do the rabbit hole thing where I went and found, like, 10 more songs. Who would have guessed? They're all fucking amazing. So he's my personal artist watch of 2020 because I don't think no one really knows about him yet. Or to the level that one should. So that was a good one. And then we have someone called Mysteria.
Okay.
Which is totally new to me. And I can just read this little excerpt, which is, I remember writing about Mysteria a few months back and saving several of his songs. Completely taken aback by his style. I was proud to learn how little known he was, which is why he's my 2020 artist to watch. Coming from Distort, Mysteria debuted on Chummy's Confession label in the Darkness EP, so it got some bass house techno vibes. He could be compared to Alesso, Cashmere, Destructo, AC Slater, Drezzo, and Wax Motif. So yeah, if you like house or like
bigger
party
house,
check out Mysteria because that seems like a really good one. Let's pull Heather's because
she's got great taste in music.
She's Queen Bee. And we're like, oh yeah, Roman Silver.
Oh, so, yeah.
I had never heard of Roman Silver until I saw her want to write about this. And she says, I have a hard time describing Roman Silver's sound to others. I think that's why I like him so much. Born Vinny Piscata, Roman Silver is currently based out of California, and his music is fluid as beach waves. Oh, Heather. He escapes the confines of genres, flying between melodic bass, house trap, glitchy dub, and more.
Ooh.
I am hooked.
Yeah.
If all those sound like fun to you, check out Roman Silver. That's awesome. So there's just a few key call-outs, artists that you might not know about, but want to check out, because if R&B's staff likes them, you're sure to.
One person that I would like to personally add to this.
Plug it in.
I've talked about him before, I think, on the podcast, but I think it was in the first or second episode. Goshfather.
Yes, Goshfather.
Dude, I swear to God, he's about to blow up. He has, like, made a name for himself in the electronic world. Literally, like, he's made his own genre. He calls it Disco House, I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
It's so cool. Like, his shit is amazing. Go listen to it on SoundCloud. Yeah, so artist watch for me, at least, Goshfather is like a big one.
Love it.
I'd also like to point out that you're wearing the Fiji Theta shirt from when Lewis the Child played The Social.
Wow, this shirt is still a vibe.
I just saw that. I was like, damn, that's actually really funny.
DBG, love you, Louie.
All right,
folks. Well, that's all we got for you. I literally gave you everything I had tonight, so I hope you liked it.
I know, her and I are both about to go pass out.
Yeah.
But before we do that, you guys should all keep liking.
And reposting.
And we'll...
this fucking app or this fucking podcast.
And we'll see you next Monday. We gotta figure out what we're saying. Monday? Week? See you next week.
Yeah.
See you next week.
It's a weekly podcast.
And we'll see you next week. Alexa, play Don't Start Now by Dua Lipa.